There are a projected 386,000 state residents uninsured.
Me, myself, I actually am uninsurable.
Christine, who suffers from rheumatoid arthritis, is among that 14%.
And I had to rely on the federal program, which is actually, when you look at it, really not a very good health plan policy. For me, as an individual female at 47 years old, to have a $5,000 deductible, I was going to have to spend almost $8,000 a year to have day one of coverage.
Judy Hillman with Health Policy Project says the decision gives the state an opportunity to catch up on efforts to implement the Affordable Care Act in good faith.
We're all in this together. And so the beauty of upholding the mandate is we're saying, okay, we are all in this together. We're for the private market to be the foundation of a reformed healthcare system where all of us get our coverage. We need to share risk and bring the young people into the market. That's the wonderful role that the mandate plays.
Appearing on Thursday's Access Utah program, Republican Representative Jim Dunnigan, who is chair of the Legislative Health System Reform Task Force, says he is confused by the decision.
When the bill was presented to Congress a couple of years ago, it was presented that this is not a tax. They didn't want any have their fingerprints on a tax increase, so the bill sponsor said this is not a tax. Today the Supremes had to go down to the second level to find a way to uphold the individual mandate by saying it is a tax. So President Obama a couple of years ago said this is not a tax, and his presenter said in the Congress it's not a tax. Now they're saying it is a tax. So that's a confusing to me.
Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.